Welcome to Transitions with Ruth Ann Rehm McCaffrey. Hi, Ruth Ann. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Santia.
Hi. Today we're talking about new beginnings. And as we always do, we were talking ahead of time about what that means to us. And we talked a little bit about spring training and how that's a real important event in your family.
Right.
And that's something that you know comes at a certain time every year.
Right.
And that's something that is a planned event. And then we were also talking about when the season changes and how we know, or how nature seems to know, that the birds come back at a certain time and the plants start to grow and bloom. And nature seems to know when there's going to be a change.
Right.
But we oftentimes don't know, as when we're living our day-to-day lives, when we're going to experience that change.
It's really hard as an individual to be able to predict on schedule when a change is coming. So we thought, you and I were talking, that it would be helpful to our listeners to have some conversation about how to know when a new beginning might be around the corner, mm-hmm. or what we might want to think about in order to invite a new beginning into our life.
And you're going to walk us through a couple of different ways that we can know
right.
when a new beginning is about to start, or
right.
what it may feel like to start it, what that experience is going to be like.
Yes, right. Because I really want our listeners to not be caught by surprise.
Yeah, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah, no. The more we have prior information, and I guess that's one of the beauties of spring training for baseball players, is that it gives them a chance to get ready and a chance to think about all of the different pieces of the game or parts of their way of playing the game they need to think about and improve on, so that when the baseball season actually starts, when it's opening day, that they are fully ready. They hit the ground running.
They're prepared. There's no surprises.
That's right. Yeah. And so if we have an opportunity to do that even a little bit in our own lives, I think it might make new beginnings something that we can embrace and make the most of, instead of just kind of tentatively going into one.
And having that anxious feeling of that not knowing. So you're going to talk
right.
about signals.
Yes. And how they start. And so one of the ways that new beginnings start is obviously an ending has happened. So a marriage has ended, a job has ended. We've gone from living in one home to living in another home, or another town or another country. And so there is this clear new opportunity that now we are faced with. And that's probably the most straightforward new beginning that people have. And in a way, maybe the easiest one, because there's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the new beginning that starts because we just are feeling kind of unhappy in our own skin about something that's going on? We don't particularly like our job, but we don't know where to go. And the economy's bad, and everybody's heard that if you don't have a job, you can't get a job. I mean, there are all these reasons why we're going through this. Oh, I don't really know. I'm not happy where I am, but I'm just going to stay where I am because what I know is more. It's the
kind
known
like
is
the,
more
the devil you know is better than the one you don't know.
Exactly. But the truth is, if a change is happening inside of us and a discomfort is growing inside of us, I really think that that's a signal that we need to anticipate making a change, or planning for a change, or considering that a change needs to be considered, even though, you know, it may not feel like this is the best time to do it, or we may be getting confusing signals from friends or mm-hmm. from what we read in the newspaper or online or whatever. But if you're not happy with something, unless something major changes down the road, 15 or 20 years, you may still be unhappy with it and look at all the time that's gone by. Mm-hmm. So a change that is signaled inside of us with just a feeling of discomfort, I think, is a big one that we need to take seriously.
Okay.
And start asking, well, if I'm not happy with this job, if I'm not happy in this relationship, if I'm not happy in with the look that I have, you know, maybe I want to create some new look. Maybe I want to join Weight Watchers online and lose 10 pounds or whatever. Because, again, if we don't do something with that information, then time passes as it does, mm-hmm. and we will have missed an opportunity to really create something wonderful for ourselves. So another one is that we just get fed up with business as usual. Mm-hmm. We're doing things the same old way, and we're getting exactly what we've gotten, which is maybe not very interesting or not very challenging, or it's not giving us what we want in terms of exposure to new interesting people or things to do. And so again, we're doing something just kind of on remote control. Mm-hmm. And that's a signal that if we're bored, that's telling us that maybe we need to invite something into our lives, into our life, that will create new wonderful people or learnings or whatever the area is. Then another one is, if in our awareness of ourselves, we see something circling back and we go, oh my, there it is again. Or we have something happen. I mean, I've had multiple things happen recently where it was clear to me that I wasn't being careful about my own boundaries. I wasn't respecting my own boundaries. I was, because I'm really generous with my compassion and my tenderness and so on, I wasn't thinking about how to express that compassion and love in a more honest way, honest for me and honest for the situations that I was in, where I wasn't paying a price that I ultimately found too hard to pay. Mm-hmm. And I know that's a little confusing. I'm trying to protect
you. And that's the one that really resonates with me, too. It's that I know I've been in situations where I'm just hoping that maybe the person's going through a tough time and right. they'll get over that. Or that based on some general discussions I've had, that maybe they'll be able to turn some things around.
Right.
And it's that compassion that, like you said, is a boundary, too, mm-hmm. that where you are... You really want the best for the other individual. However, making a lot of allowances for the person rather than right. setting boundaries for yourself.
Well, and what happens is that the other person, this was told to me recently, I mean, we really do respect and need people around us to be clear about mm-hmm. their boundaries. And if we're not, then people just keep pushing to see, well, where are the edges?
Yeah.
How far can I go?
And I've learned that when we almost condition the person to think that it's okay. So
that's right.
They learn, oh, I guess it's okay for me to behave that way.
That's
and
right.
they continue to do it until they learn that it no longer works.
Yeah. So. And then it's a terrible surprise sometimes to them. And it's really, in the long run, not fair, because by the time we step up to the plate and say, hold it, mm-hmm. this is not working for me. I mean, they're used to having things pretty cushy for them. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been good for them really either, particularly when we do finally take our stand. Mm-hmm. And it can be very hurtful to not have those boundaries. So what can we do differently? And what I've been thinking about with my own boundary thing is that we need to be aware. I need to be aware sooner So what can I do differently sooner? And how can I be honest sooner and just understand in myself, well, what are the signals that this situation is not really very good for me? And one of the signals is that we get really tired if we're in a situation where we're being asked to give more, or we get irritated if we're asked to give
resentful.
More.
I think that's the key for me, is when I start feeling a resentment, that's a cue for me to start paying attention.
That's right. Yeah. And say, well, you know, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. What have I given into or given up that I really didn't want to give in or about or give up? And so hopefully, having gone through a few of these experiences as we learn and live our lives and practice adulthood and maturity and all that, we'll ask what those signals are earlier so that it doesn't have to get big, and it doesn't have to get to resentment, or it doesn't have to get to exhaustion. Mm-hmm. And we can say, well, now what's the earliest cue? Sometimes I'll ask clients, what's the earliest clue or cue that you could be aware of that this is not going the way you want? Let's trace it back and say, what could you have noticed way early on? Mm-hmm. And then the next time that way early signal comes in, we go, wait a minute, this is the time to say, I need to do something differently here for myself or for the other person. Mm-hmm. So in that case, being self-aware and finding something coming back a second time, a third time, hopefully not a fourth time, it's really offering us up the opportunity to say, let me learn it this time. Because once we learn something, then we don't have to keep learning it over and over. Let's save some of our energy for going out and dancing or having fun or creating, a good time with our loved ones. So that's another way that a new beginning becomes apparent, is that something that's not working pops up its head again. And we go, wait a minute, I needed to do something differently, and apparently I didn't, because here it is again. Another way that a new beginning ends is when something ends suddenly. And of course, that's what happened to me when my late husband died. And one minute we were a couple, and by the afternoon of that day, he was, for all intents and purposes, gone. And he fell from a ladder at our house. And so when that happened, the whole fabric of my life, because we were married almost 40 years, the whole fabric of my life ended. And I was thrust into having to think about creating a new life. And of course, in those new beginnings, there really isn't much of an opportunity to prepare ahead. Not at all. And so in those new beginnings, I think, be aware of the amount of energy that it takes and practice monitoring the experiences or the people or the types of people or whatever that take energy away from us, and putting a halt to that. I mean, it may be that you won't have to do that. We don't have to do that forever, but energy is really precious when we're thrust into a new beginning with no time to prepare. And so choosing what's coming into our life, and then choosing what we don't want to have in our life, gives us something that we can hang on to. I know, for example, I didn't watch the news, TV news at night, because it just scared the bejeebies out of me. Mm-hmm. You know, all the bad things that were happening in the political things that were going sideways, and the criminals on the loose. And I finally said, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night if I am worried about, which criminal is going to break into my house and try to make off with me and my cats. And I mean, and you know, our mind in the middle of the night can just create.
Oh, definitely.
Happy pictures. So,
and it truly is what we fill our minds with.
Right.
That has a lot to do with that energy too, with what we're listening to and what we're paying attention to.
So there's lots of ways that new beginnings come into a human's individual human life. And any time that we can be a part of the thinking about it, like spring training, where we're getting ready, we're practicing, we're thinking ahead, what do we want, we're giving ourselves permission to explore different options, we're doing a risk assessment, we're saying, well, if I try this and it goes sideways on me, and the worst thing that happens actually does happen, can I live with that? And if the answer is well, even if it's reluctant, well, yes, then maybe the risk is worth it. Maybe because I think most of the time, the worst thing that could happen doesn't happen, or we find some ways to soften it so that it doesn't really become the horrible thing that we think.
That's true, because oftentimes we worry about things that it's very unlikely that it'll happen.
Right, exactly. So what are the benefits of really accepting that a new beginning is okay to embark on? One of the things that happens is that there may be a sudden relief, that a freedom that comes into our heart and our spirit and our mind and lets us really embrace the new beginning and think creatively about it and let go of any kind of tag along thoughts about the old, and we can suddenly go, well, yeah, maybe I can think about this new, and maybe I can do this, and let me try on that, and so there is a freedom that comes, and then there is also a release of maybe resentment towards somebody that let us down, or somebody that was part of the old way that, I mean, through maybe no fault of their own or through maybe fault of their own, we just don't want to go there anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we let them go or let it go. And again, there is a wonderful opening up. The image that I have is that if we take this creative step into something new and start really making that the focus, then we're not dragging along a whole experience from our past. And so we're fully able to be there and to capitalize on the potential and the new beginning and make it the best it can be.
And it sounds like also just looking at things from a different perspective, too. So you're having that openness and willingness.
Right, exactly.
Very good.
Thank you.
As always, so much appreciate you and your time and your wisdom.
My pleasure. It's just lovely being here with you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for joining us. This is Santia. For more information about Ruth Ann, please go to her website at careermi.com. This program is produced and engineered by Rob Rigoni at Brown Pelican Productions. For more information about Rob, go to robrigoni.com.